Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Kasia Rashfall. So happy to be talking to you about decisions and self-trust and being who we're meant to be, all in the interest of authentic self-expression. So this week we had one of my favorite musicians of all time come to the Okanagan for a concert. Anyone who knows me knows that I am Bryan Adams' number one fan. And of course we went, my family and I and a couple of friends. And it was spectacular. It always is. This concert, for some reason, felt more dynamic, more energetic. He sang some songs that were a little bit more obscure, which I loved because you don't often get to hear them live. And I found myself, as I was taking it all in, and of course I'm dancing and singing along and, just having a great time, I found myself pondering this question of how do we decide who we are? So let's take, him, Bryan Adams, for example, or any creative person who decides, I'm going to be a musician, or I'm a writer, or I'm an animator, or whatever. I am an artist. I know for a fact that he decided really early on. He was probably 14 or 15 when he decided music is what I'm going to be doing. I am a musician and I'm doing this. And that's been his entire career. Now, it's not the only thing he does. He's a photographer, very, very well-decorated photographer. He's supports all kinds of causes for women's rights and animal rights and things like that. So there is diversity in how he expresses himself, but primarily he is known for his music. And I thought that's so interesting because if you have a favorite musician, and I'm sure many of you do, or you enjoy music, you might sometimes ask yourself, like, how do they keep creating? How does my favorite musician just keep pumping out this music that hits me in the heart that I just love again and again? And maybe not 100% of their music, but enough that you're like, they're my favorite. Or any artist, how do they keep creating? How does Liz Gilbert, who's a brilliant writer, keep writing? Or, any of your favorite authors, right? How do they do that? Where does that creativity come from? And I believe it comes from a decision. Now, this is where things can get a little sort of, let's break this down, right? Because is it that simple? I think it is, and it isn't. So, for example, I have a cousin who decided very young, I'm going to be a nurse. And she's a nurse and she loves it. She's great at it. It's her passion. She loves that work. That was her singular focus in life. Now, of course, she's passionate about many other things, but that is one thing she knew about herself. My son very early decided, I am going to be a performer. And again, that has been driving him. Other people, however, myself included, it isn't so clear cut, right? It's not, it hasn't been so like I'm this and this is who I am and this is going to drive my life. I haven't had that. I've had many different iterations of myself. And so as I'm at the concert enjoying the music, I found myself asking that question of like, how do I decide? How does one decide, and how does one find the language to contain, who you are, like who am I, right? And this is where things get a little tricky because what we do is not who we are, right? We are always more than the things we do. However, if we decide I am an artist, I express myself as an artist in the world, then I think that both narrows your focus, but it also expands your capacity to make decisions and to trust yourself and to trust the universe that the next creative project is just around the corner. And when you're ready for it, it'll just drop right in. It might be a piece of a song or a piece of a story or a piece of art or a piece of whatever it is that you create, but you always trust that it is there. Whereas if you haven't fully embraced that part of the identity that defines who you are, then I know in my case, like I can speak for myself here, is it's a lot harder to both trust yourself and then trust that the universe will bring you what you need or what you desire when you desire it. So I'm curious if you've ever found yourself pondering these questions, these big existential questions about who am I? How do I decide who I am? And of course, like I said, we are always more than what we do. But I think when we decide who we are, that can then drive what it is we do. And perhaps it makes the doing easier or simpler or perhaps more peaceful. It doesn't mean that you don't work hard, right? It doesn't mean that you don't put effort into your creations or that you don't master a set of skills, but you always have that that decision as a frame of reference to bounce off of when something comes your way. And you can say, does this fit with who I believe myself to be? And if it does, then it's probably an easier yes versus if it doesn't, and you're like, this just doesn't fit in any way, shape, or form, perhaps then it's an easier no. So I'm curious, what do you think about that? Have you ever found yourself in that space where you're like, this is what I've decided about myself? Is it easier for you to make decisions? Do you trust yourself more because of it? I believe that one of the keys to self-trust is decision-making. So I also was online recently, and I on Tumblr actually, which is I actually don't know what Tumblr is. It's a very mysterious part of the internet, but I've been reading a lot about one of my authors that I love to read. And I came across a post by a writer who says that they refuse to use the word content creator. And they gave this huge, article to back up why. And they say that calling someone a content creator implies the fact that they have to keep churning out whatever content, and that's sort of a demand on them. Whereas if you call them an artist, then they can just create whatever they want. I thought, how interesting. So if you decide, I am an artist, does that give you then more freedom than if you decide I am a content creator? And does that put constraints on you? So there really, I believe, is no right or wrong way to make that decision about yourself. You can decide to change your mind about who you are and therefore who you express yourself to be, right? Or how you express yourself. But I do believe that if you have that knowing about this is my passion, this is what I'm deciding to pursue as my way of expressing myself, this is the most authentic version of me when I am expressing myself in this way as a musician, as a writer, as a dentist, as a whatever, as a healer, then it just streamlines certain things, I think. Now, perhaps I do have that perspective because, like I said, I have never been someone who knew for sure, like when I grow up, I'm going to be this thing. Or, as life has sort of led me, I have been many things. And like I said, we always wear many, many hats. But what is the underlying thing? What is the decision that I have made? And of course, me being me, I have been talking to many friends and colleagues about this because it just fascinates me. If someone doesn't have that level of certainty about this is how I'm going to express my passion in the world, nursing, music, whatever, then how do they make a decision? And my girlfriend, has crystallized her own down to divine creativity. So not even any specific type of creative pursuit, but I am divinely creative. And I love that because it's like it gives, again, it allows the universe to then bring you certain desires that you have that you want to experience because it's more specific than like, well, I don't know who I am or I don't know what to call it, which is often where I've found myself. Throughout my working life, my career, I have dedicated myself to studying, to teaching, to healing. And do I call myself a healer? Yes, I do. I fully claim that title because, it's a part of my skill to hold space so that someone else can step into their own healing. I don't heal people. I know that, but it's a space I hold. I am a conduit for their capacity to heal themselves, to get activated. a teacher, right? I can look at many different lenses of my own life, like numerology or astrology, and teaching is always in there. So I can call myself a teacher. But those feel so narrow in a way. I believe perhaps there is something broader, and I don't know what to call it, but I feel like this desire to search that and to put language to a broader decision so that I can express my own self in a way that I trust myself and I trust the universe. I want to trust that my next song is just around the corner, or my next story is just around the corner, just like my favorite musician does. One of the things that I am passionate about is teaching, right? As a ruling number seven, I carry the archetype of the sacred teacher. And so my life has definitely been a series of, I learn it often the hard way, and then I glean the wisdom, I synthesize the wisdom, and then I teach it back. One of the things that I love to teach are the Akashic Records. And that has been, the Akashic Records are a quantum field of information that we can learn to tune into and receive information from about the guidance, the history, the wisdom, and the potential of our soul. We can receive information about solving challenges that we have in our lives, or stepping into opportunities and being able to make some of those decisions a lot more easily with the highest guidance of who we are, our soul. And so being a teacher and knowing that this is part of my work here, and claiming that that title, or I guess that identity, piece of my identity, is what helped me to trust myself that, you know, this is part of my life's work, and it's given me the trust that the next person that I'm going to read for the Akashic Records for is just around the corner, or the next student that I'm going to be teaching is just around the corner. So again, when we make these decisions, I think it's nice to have, you know, this beautiful, like all-encompassing, I am a musician decision. And then that becomes your work, and you can collaborate with others, and it just drives that motor. But even if you don't have this all-encompassing decision, I think you know certain things about yourself that then drive certain things about your life. And, you know, for me, would love to have like a broader, broader, I guess, word or something to call myself. Like my girlfriend uses, you know, I am divinely creative. Might actually borrow that one. But it's like, I invite you to not feel like you don't know yourself well enough, or you shouldn't pursue certain things, or that you shouldn't trust yourself if you don't know that one singular focused thing. There are, I would be willing to bet, and I didn't look up the statistics, but I would be willing to bet that there are more people who don't know what their big decision about who they are is compared to the people who do know. I think there's a smaller subset of our human population who know with certainty, this is who I am. And then there's the rest of us who spend a lifetime exploring, and that's okay. One of the reasons why I love the Akashic Records is because in there we can get clues as to who are you? Why did your soul take on this particular body, this particular life? What are your gifts? What is the overarching theme of the life purpose of why you're here and who you are? And what I love most is the students who learn how to read their own Akashic Records, or even the clients that I get to read for, often will say, you know, I knew that about myself. I knew that, but I didn't trust it. So thank you for validating. And I think this is one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about sharing the Akashic Records out there in the world, is because it is an aspect of ourselves at the highest level frequency, the divine and sacred frequencies of the universe. And it validates what we already know about ourselves at such a deep level that we know it's truth, capital T truth. And then how we go about expressing that is really then up to the human self. So if you are curious about the Akashic Records, I have a class coming up. The last time I'll be teaching the how to read your own Akashic Records training this year in 2023. We begin September 23rd. And this is a 3-week class. So we meet once a week on Saturday for 3 weeks. In week one, you learn how to read your own Akashic Records, what the records are, how to always know you're accessing them accurately, how to tune your energy to make sure you do that. In week two, so then you have a week to practice. In week two, we dive into how to decode and reconnect to your life purposes in this lifetime, because you have more than one. And then in week three, we talk about the power of precise language and how to really elevate your own readings for yourself in the Akashic Records. This is the last time I'll be teaching that this year. I will set up some dates for next year. But what I want to say is, once you're a student of mine and you take the class, obviously you have access to the replays and all of that. But whenever I teach it again, you can sit in as an alumni with no extra tuition cost, and not only hear all the information again, but bring your own experiences back to share. And I love when alumni students come back and share their experiences, because not only do the new students get to learn, but I also get to learn through the experiences of my students in their records, because the records are vast, infinite, and they all work with us in different ways. I just happen to teach a system that is just practical and grounded and gets you in every time so you can trust yourself. So I will put the link to sign up for that or enroll in the class in the show notes of this podcast episode. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And I would love to know, what is your decision about who you are? Even if you only have a sliver of it, what is your decision about who you are? Or perhaps you're still in the seeking stages of that. That's okay too. I would love to hear from you about where you're at in that journey. And I will see you next time.